With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Pickens County has received its shipment of 1,000 new COVID-19 blood tests. Officials did not give a time when the antibody tests will first be available for use or who will be eligible for testing, but did say they will test community members for free. Alex Hager reports the tests will be used to gather data about the presence of the virus in the community.
Pickens County's weekly online meeting struck a more optimistic tone than weeks past. Aspen Ambulance District Director Gabe Muthing said the new tests aren't the silver bullet, but they are the start of a process that leads to scaling back restrictions and public health orders. Aspen Valley Hospital CEO Dave Ressler said the hospital is still seeing a relatively stable and small number of patients with COVID-19 symptoms. In the past week, Aspen Valley has had no new instances of patients needing ventilators. Health officials said the light traffic at the hospital is a sign that distancing measures and public health orders are working. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
A new study has found that long-term air pollution increases COVID-19 mortality rates. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck found, what that means for our region is complicated.
Scientists around the world are looking at this phenomena from Europe to India to China. In the U.S., Harvard researchers just published a study that backs up the relationship between the virus, pollution, and increased death rates. Rachel Nethery is a co-author.
The impact is 20 times larger on COVID mortality than it is on mortality in general.
That said, she says their study focused on year-round chronic air pollution. So exactly what this means for the Mountain West is unclear. That's because in our region, air pollution tends to be seasonal. The Harvard study has not been peer-reviewed yet. Still, given the urgency of the current situation, Nethery says journals are now allowing researchers to get some information out there before peer review. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
Colorado snowpack is at 102% of normal. Brian DeMoncos is with the Natural Resources Conservation Service. He says that's a good place to be, but that snowpack isn't the only thing to look at when considering stream flows and water supply.
We had a particularly dry fall through a few of the months in different locations, and those dry conditions likely will have an effect on the runoff numbers that we see this spring.
Stream flow forecasts are more favorable in the northern half of the state. In the south, the forecast ranges between 65% to 95% of normal flow. DeMonco says he might encourage southern reservoir managers to start collecting runoff water earlier. Pickens and Eagle counties are both under Stage 1 fire restrictions, beginning at midnight tonight. Sheriff James Van Beek of Eagle County says that the restriction is to protect the health and safety of those struggling with respiratory issues related to the COVID-19 virus. Officials also say a wildfire would pull emergency resources away from dealing with the pandemic. Under the restrictions, people can have fires at home and developed campsites, but cannot do so anywhere else. Governor Jared Polis is extending Colorado's emergency disaster declaration for another 30 days. He says the move will free up more than $60 million for the state's coronavirus response and make it easier to get medical supplies. Polis is also extending this month's severance tax filing deadline to May 15th. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.